This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A leading pro-life U.S. congressman is accusing White House officials of breaking U.S. law as they aid forced abortion policies in China. Leading Chinese officials behind the brutal acts of forced abortion are offered visas and welcomed to the U.S. Additionally, nearly $250 million has gone to a U.N. agency that facilitates that one-child policy. While Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey says the one-child policy is a nightmarish, brave new world with no precedent in human history, Vice President Joe Biden says he completely understands the practice. An article at Life News tells how music therapists are devising interventions to help prematurely delivered babies thrive even from their earliest days. An assistant professor at the University of Kansas is at the forefront demonstrating how music therapy helps preemies. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not. If we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death, the life issue is central to this, as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics-assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both man and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. In other headlines, the Washington, D.C. City Council is trying to force pro-life groups to pay for abortions. Pro-life advocates are resorting to sarcastic humor to thank pro-abortion Kay Hagan for forcing American taxpayers to subsidize elective abortions. And an Ohio Planned Parenthood abortion business is being told by state officials to comply with state law or close operations. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.